Now joined with Tyler Shattuck, head coach of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks. Tyler, you guys coming off the 6-3 defeat to the Penticton Vs. Obviously, you guys got off to a good start in the first period with those two late first period goals. Overall takeaways from the game?
Yeah, I really liked our first period. I probably actually liked 50 minutes of the game, I would say. I thought we fell asleep for 10. And I guess against, obviously, an offensive powerhouse like those guys, they can make you pay if that's the route you go. So message to the guys was harness what we did in the first and kind of after that 10 minutes. It's one of those games where I can't remember the last time I've seen those guys only have whatever 35 shots in a game, you know what I mean? So like we did some good things defensively. We made it hard on them to play. But like I said, 10 minutes pretty much cost us.
And you guys continue on with a busy schedule here, obviously 3 games over 5 days. It doesn't get any bigger than this here against West Kelowna on home ice. Obviously the message is pretty simple. You got to win tonight. And what did you say in terms of getting the guys ready and in terms of everything else that needs to be done?
Yeah, the message is get to play on home ice today for home ice in the playoffs, really. It's pretty simple. Our guys feel comfortable at home. Our home record's great. It's one of those things, if we can get third, it's one of those things where you don't have to face a team like Penticton if you do well in the first two rounds until the third round, right? So, like, there's a lot of key factors going into this game that play advantage into the longevity of our season. Obviously getting to play home games on weekends where we have lots of fans in the building instead of during the weekdays. So it's a big game for our group collectively. And it'll be good to see what we have. It'll be good to see what this kind of challenge brings out in our group and kind of like a, I guess you can say, a must-win situation as it gets in the regular season here. So I'm excited to see what we have.
And taking a look at a player who's been progressing as the season has moved on, of course, Liam Steele got a goal in the last game on Wednesday night. What can you say about his play, not just on the offensive side of the puck, obviously on the defensive side as well, and then just of his development as of late?
Yeah, he's improved a lot since he's been here. It's one of those things, it's the old adage about size, right? He's a big kid back there that makes it very, very tough on guys, and it's tough to get away from him in the D zone when he's playing physical and he's playing tough. So he's just one of those guys that's he really wants to learn all the time. And I think his progression here as the second half of the season's gone on is a result of his willingness to kind of learn different aspects of the game and really kind of develop his game and understand who he is. I mean, he's going to be one of those guys that defends first. He'll probably get his points here and there from different stuff on the blue line and making breakout passes. But his bread and butter as he goes up from here and goes into college is going to be that ability to defend, make the first pass, and make it life really tough on opposing good players.
And last question for you, fifth and final meeting on the season with West Kelowna. It's been a tale of two tapes. Basically, you guys had 2 games in their barn and 2 games here, and the last 2 you guys were victorious. So what's going to be the key to here to success against this Warriors team?
Yeah, it's the same. It's don't get in a track meet with these guys. I think the strength of their group is their forwards, and they can skate and they can get up and play. They'll cheat a little bit on the offensive side of the puck, so as long as we're diligent in our D zone and we're taking care of that first, and then we have the ability. Obviously, they have a few injuries on the back end, so if we can play some sustained offensive possessions where we're hanging on to pucks, controlling the puck in the O-zone and kind of gaining momentum and gaining territory that way, then I think the game will tilt in our favor.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with Simon Ferguson, head coach of the West Kelowna Warriors. You guys coming off a big win last night against the Meritage Centennials. Just big takeaways from last night's game in your second to last regular season game.
Yeah, I thought we played pretty consistent, obviously. You know, it's tough when you're you feel for those guys a little because we've kind of been in the same scenario where they've dressed in 7 APs and some of their top players are out. So, you know, we've got to go out there and play consistent, play the same way, and it's you feel for them a bit.
And obviously, taking a look at the positives from last night, every player on the roster records at least 1 point and 11 of them get at least 2. So how big of a confidence boost it is for those players and carrying that forward here and into the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't know if it is or not. I guess it could go either way, where you feel a little overconfident or you do get the confidence boost. We'll see tonight if for me, like I said, I mean, I'm more concerned about the details of the way we played and not the results of the way the score ended up. Because, you know, there's an expectation with seven APs in their lineup that we should be winning. So if we had been cheating all game, I probably wouldn't be happy, even if it was 10-0.
And taking a look, obviously a huge game here tonight. You guys have split the season series so far in four games so far. But taking a look at the Silverback squad, what does your group need to do to adjust and have a big game here tonight in Salmon Arm?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like first half of the year that you guys were injured, and then this half we've kind of been under it. You know, we just hopefully we come up with the right energy, the right focus, and don't think all of a sudden we're world beaters just because we won a game last night.
And obviously, like you mentioned, it was just one game last night, but obviously a momentum boost moving forward and the postseason right around the corner for your group. So what in this final stretch here, in this last game moving into the postseason, do you want to see most from your group as they move to that final stretch?
Just the details we've been talking about all year. You know, we're not a team that's going to magically just win by outskilling teams. I don't think anybody wins like that. You can look at top team in our league, and they take what's given to them the most. And if we can play like that and play the right way, then we give ourselves a chance.
And last question for you. You mentioned about battling the injury bug this year, and especially in the second half, lots of adversity to work with. But in terms of dealing with that adversity, how much does that help, and not in terms of help, but bring that effect to your group and have that in the back of their head that they're able to work with that adversity moving into the postseason?
Yeah, it's got to be something. I mean, we got Dylan Brooks back. He kind of plays third game, so we're hoping, you know, he gets a little more energy, a little more game ready here. So that's one body back at the very least. So, you know, as we get to playoffs, we hope we get one or two more, but we'll see. You know, for me, it's about competing. It's about making the right plays. And we're up against a good team who's hot right now, and we need to be at our best.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.